Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Feinstein, author and columnist for the Washington Post here on Bryan & Company and WTIC. We just saw it a little while ago. Brooks Koepka now jumping to the LIV Tour. And according to ESPN, Jay Monahan, the president of the PGA Tour, is going to meet with players today here in Connecticut at the Travelers. First of all, good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm fine, thank you.
I'm glad and grateful for your time, as always. What is your overall takeaway on this whole LIV golf thing?
Have you got an hour?
No, but I wish I did.
this is a huge deal because of the names involved, and you know, starting with Greg Norman, and then Phil Mickelson, and Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka now, Bryson DeChambeau. These are big names for the PGA Tour, and the reason this is going to be an issue going forward is if the players, all the players who are involved in the LIV Tour, can play in the majors, then they don't really need the PGA Tour very much. They're going to increase the number of LIV Tour events, I think, to 14 within 3 years. So if you had 14 and 4, that's 18 tournaments. That's more than most of them want to play anyway. Even this year, it would be 8 and 4, which would be 12, and they can play on the Asian Tour somewhere if they need more events. I think what it's going to come down to a couple things, Brian. It's going to go to court at some point. Because the LIV players are going to sue the PGA Tour and claim antitrust violations. And by the way, they probably are guilty of antitrust violations, just as the NFL was guilty with the USFL all those years. Now, the jury, ruling strictly on the law, said, yes, NFL, you committed antitrust violations, but awarded $1, which was trebled to $3. Now, if a court does that, then the PGA Tour is in good shape. If they give them real money, or say they can't do it anymore, then there are real problems. I think, though, Brian, what it's going to come down to, believe it or not, is the Masters. Because the U.S. Open and the British Open are opens. It'd be very hard for them to find a way to say you can't play. Right. Because you and I, if we have a handicap of under 1.4, can play in those events, can try to qualify for those events. The PGA of America would like to side with the PGA Tour because Jay Monahan and Seth Waugh are buddies from their days in Boston running the old Deutsche Bank event.
Right.
But, so here's the Masters, and they're the most powerful entity in golf. And if they say the LIV guys can play, then the PGA of America has no choice but to go along with the other three majors. If they say no, then you might have two of the four majors saying the LIV guys can't play. Then you've got a ball game.
What, you know, I want to just interrupt real quickly because there's obviously some sort of the money is huge, and
yes,
you can debate whether, you know, the social consciousness should outweigh the money, and that's a tough call. But I don't want to get into that yet. What I want to ask you is, people that are players that are unhappy with the PGA Tour, what is their problem with it that even would make them think about something?
The PGA Tour is not exactly Nelson Mandela's South African government when he took over. They are very domineering. The players really have no say because the way that the policy board is made up, they are a minority on the policy board. But I wrote a column in the Washington Post last week, and I quoted from a conversation between Sergio Garcia and Rory McIlroy, in which Sergio said, well, at least now we'll get paid what we deserve. And Rory, who is, I think, the most thoughtful guy in golf, said, right, Sergio, we're golfers. We don't deserve anything. But athletes always think they deserve more. And I understand that. I think I deserve more. You probably deserve more. But when you're making the kind of money that the stars make on the PGA Tour, go back and look at the final standings of the U.S. Open. There were 36 guys who made at least $100,000 in prize money last week. That's not bad work for 4 days.
Right.
And the guys who succeed, like in any sport, are making out very well. But here comes an opportunity to, you know, exponentially increase that amount of money. I mean, Charles Schwartzel, who won the first LIV event, won $4.75 million in 1 week. And that's ridiculous money. And that's the thing about the Saudis. They're never going to run out of money. The only issue with them will be if they decide at some point we're not getting the sports washing we want out of this and then shut it down.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking with John Feinstein, Washington Post, obviously author of many books, many of them on golf, here on Brian and Company, is that, you know, Jay Monahan, who actually went to college here at Trinity College in Connecticut, and, you know, I know because he was an assistant coach at my alma mater in hockey for a little bit, good hockey player too. It seems like he's, you know, when you look at carrot and stick, he's doing stick only, right? And he's supposedly meeting with the players. What could he do if he wanted to say, okay, well, what are you upset about, players? How can they need to increase the guaranteed for everyone that goes to every tournament, give them more say in policy? I mean, what does he need to do to make the current players happier?
Well, you know, quietly last year before this all exploded, because the tour knew this was coming, they did do stuff like that. They said if you play at least 15 events, you're going to be guaranteed $50,000, even if you miss all 15 cuts. They created this player impact program in which the top 10 guys received from a pool of $40 million. But the problem is that just makes the very rich even richer. Tiger Woods won $8 million. He needs $8 million, you know, like I need 80 cents.
Right.
And Phil Mickelson, ironically, made $6 million. But so I'm not, that's a very good question, Brian. I would love to be in that room, the tour being the least open entity in professional sports, would no more let a reporter in the room than right. You know, they would let me tee it up. I'm competent to be in the room, not to tee it up. but I think what he's going to say is he's going to pitch to the players that LIV is ultimately going to damage them. That he, you know, the money looks great up front, but it's going to hurt golf. You know, some of the players. Who've gone to LIV keep saying, I'm just trying to help the game of golf, which is ridiculous. They're trying to make money, and there's nothing wrong with trying to make money.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to wonder, looking in the mirror, who the money's coming from. That's a different issue, but an important one. But he's going to try to sell, I believe, to them the idea, okay, you guys tell us what you want. We will work on it, but remember, LIV is going to ultimately hurt you.
Right. And, well, my question is, you know, how does it impact? We have the Travelers this week. It's a hugely important event for this region. And guys like Kepka's still on the roster. I don't know if he's going to end up playing. But, you know, Mickelson's one of the most popular players ever here. And DeChambeau had just committed before he jumped to LIV. I mean, how does this affect tournaments like ours?
Well, that's where the rub comes in, because the majors won't be affected. The majors do whatever they want to do. But most PGA Tour events are like Hartford. Now, Hartford, Andy Bassett and Nathan Groob have done an amazing job the last 10 years in getting the fields they've gotten coming out of the U.S. Open. But in spite of that, all tournaments like Hartford, you know, that are not majors, would be affected, because if guys like you're mentioning, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, if Ricky Fowler goes over there, even though he hasn't broken an egg for 2 years, he's still a big name.
Right.
Guys like that not playing in Hartford, not playing in the John Deere Classic or, you know, any of the other week-in, week-out PGA Tour events, those events are going to be affected. And there are already, Brian, I know for a fact, title sponsors who are saying to the PGA Tour, if you don't clean this up,
we're out.
We're out, because they already don't like their fields. The fall tournaments get you know,
nobody.
Relatively horrible fields.
Yep.
So the tour has a real, real problem with title sponsors, because their lifeblood is title sponsors.
Yep.
I mean, Jay Monahan would move a tournament to Alaska
right. If
a title sponsor wanted to go there.
We only have like 20 seconds, but you brought him up earlier, and I really think that is like Rory McIlroy is sort of like the prince of golf right now. Isn't
he's the conscience, yeah.
He's really impressive as a guy and as a golfer. And, you know, he's one of those guys you can – I mean, I know, like, will be the guy that will be most cheered for, I think, here this week. So
I agree with you. I agree with you. He's played Hartford before. He's playing again this week. He got huge cheers. I was at the Open last week around the golf course throughout the tournament. People get it. that Rory gets it. And if we had more time, I would tell you the story about the time I introduced him to my three-year-old daughter. But there's not enough time for it, and so maybe another time. But he is such a class act. You noticed when Matthew Fitzpatrick was celebrating after he won the Open, who was the one player out there who had waited around to congratulate him? Yeah. It was Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, I look forward to that story, and I'm sure it's a good one. I can't tell you how much we're grateful for your time, John, and we appreciate the insight on a really important topic for us this week with the Travelers. So have a great day.
No problem. I hope you guys have a great week up there.
Thank you. Thanks. Feinstein, Washington Post author. What a great job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.